So I think it's 2:30 now, so maybe I'll get started and hopefully the rest of the folks out there, hopefully you're watching on live stream, and we'll get started. So my name's Dion Hutchings. Thank you so much for welcoming me here to Kuala Lumpur and to your local WowsUp event. And I'm going to be talking a little bit about how you can make your application be live even when it's not running. So let me just switch to show you my screen. So you notice on your start screen, I'm sure you've all running Windows 8 out there because you're building applications for the WowsUp. You'll notice that there's quite a few applications have live tiles and notifications and things that present to the user and give the user a much more dynamic experience when the application's not running. So you notice like the Photos app is cycling through my photos of my kids and other photos that I've taken. The Mail app is cycling through like recent mail that's arrived on my inbox. And other applications have notifications and things that arrive and showing the user a richer experience instead of just a grid of static icons to launch the application. So Windows 8, there's lots of key kind of features to Windows 8, but one of them is that these live tiles, that make the application inviting to use even though it's not running. So enough of me yabbering on about that. Let's show you how to do it. So because I thought this was a hackathon, I thought rather than doing PowerPoint slides that I would use one of my favorite tools, one of my favorite new things that Microsoft's built is called Team Foundation Service. And this is a free team collaboration tool and source control tool that you can, if you're working in a team, you can sign up for a free account and then you can assign up to 5 team members, and you can all be contributing and connecting your Visual Studio to the cloud and storing your source code up there. So I really recommend going to the Team Foundation. It's tfs.visualstudio.com, and then you can download. It's a cloud service, but basically sign up for free, and then you can get a great source control tool. Anyway, so let's kick off. I thought I'd run this demo like a project. So our first task is to kick off and have a stand up in our sprint. So first order of business is we wanted to make our, as I mentioned before, build an application with live tiles and notifications. So the first step is, I want to eventually use Windows Azure as a mechanism to push down and make out my live tiles and populate those live tiles based on data that I've generated in my app. So let's start off with, I wanted to go through and show you how easy it is to create a Windows Azure mobile services application. So let's go to the mobile services, the Azure portal. And so I have an Azure account, and you can go and get a free Azure account. Either go and see one of the organizers of the event, or come and see me, and I can see if I can figure out how to get you a free trial. You can get a free trial either by just going to windowsazure.com and getting a trial, or I can get you a student pass if you want. But for now, let's create a new mobile service application. So if we go to the mobile services side on the portal, and down here, because that's hidden, we'll add a new mobile service. So we say new and then create, and let's call this to-do tiles to-do. That's the name of our application that's going to live in the cloud. And we'll create a new SQL database, SQL Azure database, and this is the app subscription. And I'm restricted to United States. That's where my application lives, so it'll be restricted to the Western United States. And so I'm going to create an Azure, a SQL Azure database, and now I'm going to put it in. I already have a few SQL servers already set up, and I'll just type the password to that server. So now what that's doing is it's going away and creating an Azure mobile service in Azure. And Azure mobile services are designed especially for building a much simpler back-end application that connects to your mobile application. It could be a Windows 8 application or a Windows Phone 8, and even iOS. If you wanted to, so you've got a unified back-end to multiple devices. And the reason why it's simpler is because all you're doing is you're worrying about what the data you're storing. You're only worrying about tables, and you're not worrying about having to set up any service calls or RESTful APIs and things like that. It's a much simpler model, but there's trade-offs to that. That it's designed to be scaled down and for a small use case. So now we've got our application in Azure Mobile Service. We can go, and here it has a really great getting started guide right when you create the application. And here it says you can either create a new Windows Store app, or you can create connect an existing app to your Azure Mobile Service. And so I want to create a new application, and what it's going to do is it's going to allow me to download a working sample that connects to my Azure Mobile Service. So, first of all, it's saying get the tools. Well, I have the tools, and I hope everyone else out there has the tools. But what I'm going to do is create a new table in my Azure service, and it's a to-do item table. And then the next step is I'm going to download an app that's already built for me as a way to get started. So I've got I'm going to do C#. So we'll download that application. So let's expand that, extract all. And then I want to copy that. I'll put that in my Visual Studio directory. So let's start that project up. So this application is not designed for you to go ahead and create that sample application and then submit it to the store. Now this is just a way to show you that it's really easy to send and update data to the cloud using Azure Mobile Services. So if we run that application, it's just a simple to-do list. So if just I want to show you it running just from when it is after I downloaded it. So we can say create Azure Mobile Service and test app. And those items are being pushed to the cloud, and then this application is then querying the database to populate that list. And so if we close that, I can show you in the application really quickly. In button save, what it's doing is it's saying insert to-do item. And all you're doing is you're inserting an object into this table class. And all the classes are, all the work is done for you as far as packaging, transmitting that class and storing it inside a SQL database. And so I don't want to go into too much detail because I encourage you to go and watch. There's a couple of other live stream sessions by a friend of mine, Nick Harris, who talks in much more detail about Azure Mobile Service. But I wanted you guys to see this. So let's get back to the business of adding live tiles to my application. So now we can go back to our project, and we can say, well, that's done. So what's next on our list? We want to add a live tile to our application. And I wanted a couple of things. We've provided some predefined templates on how you can create a live tile for your application. And I'll show you what some of those, how you use some of those templates. You can have text only, you can have images and that'll show up on your live tile, or you can have images and text. If you're going to use an image, you can use JPEG, GIF, and PNG, as well as the image must be, the maximum the image can be is 200 kilobytes. Also, there's a template for a peak tile where the tile, I don't know if you notice like some of the tiles where an image will creep up and then will show some text and then the image will pop down. So it's kind of like two templates in one. So what I wanted to show you was I got all of this code from the samples. So if we go to the samples on dev.windows.msdn, there's a whole bunch of samples. So I noticed some of the other speakers have been referring to the samples. Everything you need to know is in the samples, especially if you want to, you know, for data binding or to implementing the search contract or implementing the share contract. All you have to do is search for the particular kind of task that you want, and I guarantee it, there'll be a sample there. So let's look I did a little cheat sheet for the search term that I wanted. So tile app. So let's search for tile app. And here's the sample that is app and tiles badge sample. So just download that sample, and then in there is all the code that you need, all the different types of aspects of how to have a live tile. So I've already downloaded that, so let's open that project. So let's do the apps and live tile sample. So now I'm going to steal some code out of here and put it in my application. So because what I want to do is I want to build on our application and add to it as we go along. So let's take, because right now I only have a square tile. If you noticed my application here, that's my to-do application live tile, so that whenever I add a new to-do item, it'll show up in the live tile. I just moved it there so we can see it. So right now it's pretty static, right? It's just showing my icon, which happens to be the default kind of X in a box, and the name of the app. So let's make it animate with whenever I add a new to-do item that appears there. Okay, so let's steal. What I want to do is I'm going to take this square template code. Oh, before I do that, in here is another project called Notifications Extensions. And this is the little helper classes and including the factory to create these templates, these live tile templates. So what I need to do is, first of all, let's steal that code from that project. So I know, here it is. So what I do is that's a project inside this sample. Let's copy that and paste it inside my to-do list, my tiles to-do application. We'll paste it there. Oops. And then we'll add that in the solution, we'll add that project. So we say add new, I mean, sorry, existing project, and it's inside the tiles to do, and we add the notification extensions sub-project. And whenever you add a project to the solution is just a collection of projects. I want to add a reference to that so I can refer to it in my main application. So I want to add a reference, and there it shows up as in my projects as a notification extension project inside my Uber solution. So okay, so now I've added that. So let's go back to the tiles sample, and I'm going to steal this code that creates the tile notification for a square tile. So let's put it, and so I'm not gonna try and show you too much of the code. I really encourage you to look at the sample yourself, but we'll go through it when we paste it in. So when we do the button, let's put this in the button save click. And so after the code where I've told it to save to the Azure database, let's add the tile notification. So right now, I want to create a tile template from the template factory. So this is my template class, and this is the factory that creates that class. And what I'm doing is I'm creating a square template. And so now, instead of this code, why not, let's set the content of the tile to be the to-do item text. So we'd say to-do item.text. And we don't need that line. That's to do with nesting tiles together if you've got both wide and square. And then now we want to set up a tile notification with the square tile. And we don't need this code that I copied from the sample. And then we don't need tags. Don't worry about tags for now. And then we're going to create that and update the tile notification. So fingers crossed, let's run that demo and see how that works. Oops. Capital T for text. Okay, so now I'm going to add another item to the database. Oh, let's check these off. This is a feature of the app, is whenever you check them, it's going to the database and saying they're done. So it updates the query as saying only show the active to-do items. So now let's add some more. So let's test local live tile. And so now that functionality is working because we added it to the database, to the cloud. But now let's see, so now our tile just animated with the text that I added for the to-do item. So now my application now is a little bit more dynamic than it was before. Now it's showing the user, this was the last to-do item that you added. So try and extrapolate that, try and imagine your application, how you could use your tile to show some recent activity that's happened for your tile, or for your application. Okay, let's move on. So now, let's go back to our handy dandy list. So now we want to add a notification. Sometimes your application wants to notify the user when it's not operating, or when it is running. We call those toasts. I don't know if you've noticed in Windows 8, whenever an application, there'll be a toast notification that appears to slide out from the right-hand side of the screen near the top. So let's add that guy to our application. So what I did was, again, I went to the sample page and I searched for toast. It helps to know that's what it's called, but you could have searched for notification as well, and there's a toast notification sample. But like any good cooking show, I've already downloaded that. So let's go to toast notification sample. And in there, I'm going to steal some code on how to create a toast notification. So right now, there's a couple of different ways you can. There's some more templates that you can look at. So I would recommend that you play with the samples, and it shows you how each of the templates look, because you can have images in the toast, you can have text and subtitles and titles. But let's just create a really simple toast one template. So I want some this code here. So we'll take this line and that line, and we'll just literally steal that and put it in our application. And you know what, let's just add it. So for now, the application will create a live tile, and it will put a toast up, a notification whenever we enter a new item. So let's get rid of this if statement. We don't need that. I just got a toast from one of my friends has just sent a toast for the WowsApp application. Anyway, so let's. I like to do this whenever I've got a class that adds to the using list at the top. So now we're creating a toast template from the template factory, the toast template factory, And then instead, instead of this text here, let's add the to-do item dot text as the text of the body of the toast, and then we'll the toast template, and then we need to steal some more code from the sample, and so we've set up the template, and now we need to notify the user. So let's we'll take these two lines. We'll put that in the bottom too. So now we've created a notification, and now we're notifying the user of what happened. So fingers crossed, let's run that. So test toast notification. Hey, hey. So now you can see that whenever I created a new to-do item, it created a toast, we call it, or a notification that came in from the side. And if you notice, there's a new live tile that showed up that says test toast notification. And so that's, again, just another way to give the user some more idea of what's going on even when the app is not running. Because you notice in a Windows 8 app, when it's not in the fore, none of the code is running. It's frozen in the background. So now let's take it one step further. I love how we can just keep building and building. That's how I like to build applications: is do something, run it, test it, and then do another thing, run it, and test it. So let's go back to our handy dandy list. So now let's. Instead of doing it from the client side, because those notifications are only going to appear for me as a local user, no other users are able to see. So maybe there's a scenario where your application, if a user does one thing, you want a notification to happen for another user on another device. Or maybe you want the service to push down more recent content. Say it's a news application, and you want the user to be able to see what the latest feeds are from the news. So it's far better to use a push notification service in the cloud, pushing data down to your application. So let's do that. And it turns out, you know how I showed you that really cool Azure starting guide for getting your application started in Azure Mobile Services? Well, I love this. How to add push notifications to your app. Just click that, and you can use Azure Mobile Services. It's built right in with push notifications. And what you do is you just follow this list, follow these like step-by-step guide on how to add push notifications to your app. So for starters, let's what you have to do is register your application in the store for push notifications to work. And I've already done that step. So what I need to do now is a thing called associate your application with your app in the store. So you go to Visual Studio, and we go to the tiles to do, and let's go into my Solution Explorer, and then there's a menu item called Store, Associate App with Store. And so I need to sign in, and this is my login, my live ID for my store. Whenever I submit my app to the store, that's the login for that. So just log in. And then it's going to show up with a list of applications that I've registered to ready to be updated to the store. So here's my Dion's to-do list app. So let's associate that with my application we just created in Visual Studio. So now that's done. So now we can do the next step. So like I said, you just keep going down the list, and it's step by step. I love this. So now we've associated our app with the store. Now we need to edit the application in. There's some information in that store, in that registered, in that store application. Hang on, just log in. What we're doing is we're connecting the Azure Mobile Service app to the Windows Live Connect. And Windows Live Connect is what's the mechanism used to push live push notification service down to your application, as well as other things like Live ID integration. So let's go in here. And I want to edit, edit settings and API settings. And there's two very special numbers that I need to tell Mobile Azure Service to connect push notifications. So we need the client side secret. So now if I go back to my Azure Mobile Service and I go to push, there's a menu item that says push. So this is how you set up push notifications. You copy the client secret of your application in there, as well as the package SID. And save. And so now, Windows Live and Azure Mobile Services are now connected for push notifications. What that means is that whenever I add a new item to the database, I can push down to the client whenever a new item was added. So just to think of this scenario is, maybe some other user added a row to the database, and then you want all the other users to know that happened. So that's one scenario you could use. So now we've done that. Let's we'll go back to our list. Getting started guide. And so down here, we've done this, where it says connect the client secret and the packet security ID to Azure Mobile Service. And now it's even giving you some code to wire this together. So what we do is we copy this code and we put it in our startup. This is the file, the application CS is where everything happens when the application starts. So we go to my app, C# file. And let's add, and this is setting up a connection to the Azure push notification. So I'm setting up a channel for push notifications. Okay, so that's setting up a connection, and then we want to initialize that. So we want to call that new acquire push channel function. But let's go back to our list, because guess what? They've already thought of that. So now it's saying, paste this code in the onLaunched method. So that's whenever my application launches, that's what's going to be called. So let's paste that in here. So acquire push channel happens when my application starts. And then also to make this demo, to enable the demo to work, let's add a new data item to my data model. And this is the channel. So this is a one-to-one relationship. Whenever I update the database, it's going to send a push notification directly to this client. So we need to know that. So let's add that to the data model. And let's add this last bit of code to the button save click. And so what I'm going to do is, because I don't like my code that I did for, and because they're just this live tile code that I added to the button save click is local. It only works when I do something, and then it updates my local client. So we'll just replace all of that with a much better way to do it, which is using a push notification. And then the difference is you notice that I'm setting the channel to the app, the channel of that push notification, so that I can then, it'll all become clear in a second. So I'm doing that. And now the last bit of code is to modify the trigger. Each mobile service table has a trigger script. So we go into the data tab, and here's my to-do item table in Azure Mobile Service. And you can see how this is set up to be simple. See how all of the rows that I added to my table are here? So I can view all of the tables in my Azure Mobile Service right there in this management portal. And then in my scripts tab, I can modify triggers. So this is where I can do some back-end scripting. I can say, let's do something special in the back-end whenever someone adds a row to this table. So now what I want to do instead is, instead of just executing the request.execute, all that's doing is executing the insert statement or the update statement or the delete. Instead, this time what I want to do is, let's add a script that says, push to the client a toast notification whenever a row is added to the database. So let's go back to... So I'm updating the insert trigger, the trigger script, and here you'll notice it's saying push.wns send toast text for, and that's the template, that's the format in which the toast will be the toast will be formatted. Item.channel, which is the channel, which is the particular client that sent it, and the item text. So now if we save that, what that's doing is that's happening on the back end. So we should see when I create a new item, it'll send it to the database and then it'll send me a toast, a push notification. So let's run our app. So test Azure Mobile Service toast notification. So now it's added the row to the database, nothing surprising there, but hey, there's my new test AMS toast notification, and that was generated by Azure in the cloud in North America in the Western United States. So the magic of the internet. So I think that's a much better design to have your push, your notifications and your live tile updates happening from the back end service. So now I want to do one more thing. Let's polish our rock a little bit further. Is that I don't want a toast notification because when I'm running it, of course I knew that, you know, I was adding a row. I want to update the live tile so that next time I go into when I see the start screen, I know which was the last one I added. So now let's change my script. So let's first of all, let's go back to our handy dandy list. My presentation, my awesome substitution for PowerPoint is Team Foundation Service. And so now let's swap a toast notification with a live tile. And so, hey, what do you know? I've already got a script that I wanted to paste into here. This script, instead of sending a toast, sends a live tile update. Whoops, I need to go to my Azure service. So let's replace this code. And here you notice instead of the sending the toast, it's saying push WNS send tile square. So it's sending a square tile live update with the text for template with the item channel and the text. So let's save. We're nearly done. And so now if we go back to our application and run that, so test Azure Mobile Service live tile, oh, where's my app? Oh. Hey, that was less impressive, but you notice that the live tile is updated to test AMS live tile. Let's move him back over here. Anyway, we'll leave him there. I'm having trouble with my touch right now. Okay, so I wanted to do one last thing. You notice that the tile is updating to the last entry that I added. Wouldn't it be nice if it worked like my mail application and it just cycled through the last five, for example? So I think that's a much cooler thing to show the user that these are the top, maybe this is like the to-do items that are most highest priority and that there's only a few of them. So I think that's much better than just having the latest one. So to finish our presentation, let's go back to our list. I wanted the last item, the last kind of enhancement to our demo application is to enable tile notification queue. And it's, you'll laugh, this is just one line of code. And so I want to steal another line of code from the tiles application. And so if I go in here, I know that there's a line of code in the enable notification queue sample. And here, it's saying tile update manager, create tile update for application, enable notification queue. And all I want to do is add that to the beginning, add that when my application starts. Whoops, I need to add a using. So now I've created a queue, so now the application can accept more than one toast notification. So if we go back to our application, we've got one tile update there, so it's test AMS live, okay, so remember that. So now let's do test Azure Mobile Service live tile one. Two, three, four, five. So now if we go back to our application, there's tile five, four, come on. Three. So now it's cycling through the tile notifications that we added to the application, and it gives a much more live, you could do what these other really fancy applications that Microsoft has built, or like, you know, other vendors have built, that gives a much, and it's following on and following in the footsteps of those applications where the tile is actually live. So that's the end of my presentation. I really hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you got a lot out of it. And make sure you check out all the other presentations that are on live stream, or come and see me, and I can help you figure out how to use some of these sample code. Thanks very much.